first of all, shukar for coming in the snow. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayechi that we learned this morning that Yaakov Avinu, when he realized that he was close to dying, he assembled his children together to presumably would be his deathbed. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parak Memtes, Pasuk Aleph, the first source, Vayikra Yaakov Albano, Vayomer He'asu, Vagid Alachem Esa Sheyikra Aslam Be'achus Hayomim. Yaakov told his sons to gather around, and I will tell you what's going to happen to you Be'achus Hayomim, in the end of days. Rashi comments on that Pasuk, Vagid Alachem, Bikesh Legalos Esakeitz, his desire, his attempt, was to really reveal when the ultimate end of days would be. But suddenly the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, departed from him. Therefore he went on to a different subject, and he went on just to give each of his sons their particular bracha, and he never did reveal the Keitz Hayomim, the end of days. The Targum expands on this theme. Actually, the Targum is called the Targum Yerushalmi, and the Targum Yerushalmi here on this pasuk, again the first pasuk of Perek Mem Tes by Ravi, in our Sedrim, so it says, Ukra Avunan Yaakov Livnoi, he called his sons, Yaakov called his sons, Amalahon Iskanishu, Va'astilachon Kitza, I'm going to tell you the secrets of the end of days and so on. And then the Shekhinah departed from him, and Yaakov, this part Rashi doesn't say, but Yaakov seemed to be somewhat puzzled as to why that happened, why the Shekhinah departed. And so he says, once the Shekhinah departed, he turned to his sons, and he was concerned that perhaps my grandfather Avram had two sons. One of them was Yishmael, who was not did not follow his ways. The Chol B'nei Keturah, the older B'nei Keturah, from the whether that was Hagar, another maidservant. Yitzchak Abba Kamenei Pisul Esav Achi. From Yitzchak, my father came Esav. And each of the previous generations, the founders of monotheism and what we call the fathers, so to speak, of Judaism, the Avos HaKadoshim, each one of them, Avram Yitzchak, each had children, or at least one child that did not follow in his way. And I'm concerned that maybe one of you, and maybe that's why the Shekhinah departed, maybe one of you, my own sons, is not following the derech which I've laid out. So therefore the Medrash says that the children turned and they said to their father, in effect, Shmaminan Yisrael Avunan Hashem Alakana Hashem Echad. That's the Targum Yerushalmi. That's Aramaic for that the brothers and sons of Yaakov said to him, Shma Yisrael Hashem Alakana Hashem Echad. The Omar, and he answered by saying, Yehei Shmei Rabba Barach Le'olmei Olamin, which we're familiar with from Kaddish. Yaakov answered, that's the Aramaic. That's the Targum Yerushalmi printed on the page in the regular Mikros Gedolos. If you look at the source sheet, on source number 4, the Gemara in Pesachim presents a very similar version to this. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Bet Aleph, in language a little more familiar with, it says, Amar Shim and Lokish, Vayikra Yaakov Avana Vayomar He'asu Vagil Lachem, Vike Yaakov Lagal of Lavana Keit Hayamin. Right, Yaakov summoned his children and wanted to reveal the end of days, and Yisalkim and Hashina Amar, Shema Chasu Shalom Yesh B'mitasi Psul. Is there, my offspring, some type of disqualification? Maybe that's why the Shekhinah departed. Ki Avram, she yotzeh menu Yishmael, Vavi Yitzchak, she yotzeh menu Esav, like my grandfather Avram produced a Yishmael, my father Yitzchak produced an Esav. So Amru lo banav, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The sons of Yaakov said to him, Shema Yisrael, addressing him, Yisrael was his other name. Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, we all believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's none of us, no one amongst us who does not accept the concept of monotheism and the oneness of God and everything that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad stands for. So they informed Yaakov that your worries are not founded. There's no problem, we all believe it. How do we know? Where's the source of the idea that a chazan gets up and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorah, and everyone answers, Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Amvorah? We all know this. We don't believe in anything else either. But also Shah, Pasach Yachaminu, Amar, Baruch Shem Kirol Mahfusa, Leol Amvorah. Which, of course, the Targum Yerushalmi that I read you before, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Baruch Hu Amvorah, Leol Amvorah, slightly different version that has the Targum Rishalmi on the pasuk is more or less the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. So that's the first time in history, according to this Gemara, that we ever have Shema and Baruch Shem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad was uttered by the sons of Yaakov to their father at the time when he was concerned that perhaps some of them may not have believed in the religion that he was representing. And his response, his shevach, his praise, his response was Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. Now, as you know, or maybe sometimes we forget, the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed does not appear anywhere in the Torah. It's not a pasuk. There's no pasuk. If you look in Parshas Veschanan, in Devarim Parag Vav, in Pasuk Dalet, it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the next pasuk goes right on V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, etc., and the rest of what we call the first parsha of Kriya Shema. But the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed does not appear in the Chumash. We're all familiar with it from the time we first learned Shema, that it comes right after Shema, and it does, but it doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah. And the first time it appears, according to this Gemara, is when Yaakov Avinu said that after hearing that all of his sons believed in one God. So the Gemara then later, the Gemara records that later the Rabbanan were in a quandary. Amar Rabbanan, Hechi Navid. So what should we do now? When we're establishing the mitzvah of the recitation of Kriya Shema, should we include this phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, or not? Namru, if we're going to say yes, we should say it. So lo, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu. The bottom line is, for whatever the reason, Moshe Rabbeinu did not incorporate it into the Torah. The pasuk doesn't appear in the Torah, so how can we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed? It'll be a slight, so to speak, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who did not incorporate that into the Torah in the parsha. On the other hand, low number, if we just ignore it, we don't say it. So, Amro Yaakov, but Yaakov, according to this Chazal, Yaakov Inu said it. It'll be a slight to Yaakov. What should we do? So the Gemara says, this is the source. Yiskinu Shiru Omro Sobachashai. The compromised position, we should say it, we say it quietly, and that's our practice, Adi Amazed, the Shema Yisrael, we say out loud, but Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam, we say in a whisper. So that's sort of like the compromised position. The Gemara says, Amar Yitzhak, Amri Deber, Amri, Moshe, Levas, Melech, Shevricha, Tzikek, Dere, In Tome, Yesho, Gemara, Lo, Tome, Yesho, Tzare, Tzul, Abdel, Abibishai, okay, the person, Nora brings up Marshall, basically, if you're going to say something, so it'll be embarrassing, you're not going to say it'll cause anger, so you say it in a quiet way. That's the Gemara Psachim Nunvav, which is the mocker, as I say, for Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam in the Gemara. The Medrash, in the next source, Dvarim Rabbah, the Medrash over there in the Parsha of Kriya Shema, in the Parsha Beis, the Siman Lamed Hay and Lamed Vav in this edition. So the first Siman Lamed Hay says more or less what the Gemara says. If you look in the second part, maybe a few lines down, it says, Dover Acher, Shema Yisrael, Rabbanan Amrim, Vishaw, Sha'olam Moshe, Lamarim, Shama, Lamalachi Asher, Sha'olam Rakhamish Baruch, Baruch Shem, Kvod Machusol, Amved, Behorid Osol Yisrael. This medrash is a different thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai, and he was up in the heavens, and receiving the Torah, so he overheard that this was the phrase which the Malachim, the angels, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would say, from time to time, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. That was one of their divrei shevach, or prayers, exactly understand what the Malachim were doing. That was what they said. And then Moshe Rabbeinu then brought it down to the Jewish people, so it wasn't incorporated into the Torah, but it was part of what Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Malachim. So why don't we say it out loud? Why don't we say it out loud? A guy stole some sort of jewelry from the king's palace. And he gave it as a matanah to his wife. Happy anniversary. He gave her a necklace. But he said, you know what, don't wear this out in the street, because someone's going to see it. Where'd you get that thing? When I was by the king, I saw the same thing. You can wear it in the house. Right? Well, nobody else sees it. So that's the idea, to say, we'll say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, we don't want to say it out loud publicly, because it's an offense. It was sort of snuck down, as it were, by Moshe Rabbeinu. It would be offensive to say it out loud. So therefore we don't. But the Medrash concludes, and that is our practice, Yom HaKippurim, Shehein Nekiyim, Kamalach HaShor, Shehein Omer Sofer HaHetzer, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. But Yom Kippur, that is our practice. As you know, Yom Kippur, we say Taka in Kriya Shema, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed out loud on Yom Kippur. So that's the Medrash. There are two different sources as to what the origin of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed is, but in both cases, in the Gemara and the Targum Rishonim, in our parsha, it accompanied the declaration of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which the sons of Yaakov said to him. The Medrash says it was overheard by Moshe. You know, actually, there's a tshuva from the Tashbeis, it's the next source, in Chelek Beis Simon Reish Lamed Vav. He has apparently, there was a practice that they would actually say it twice. They would say Baruch Shem twice, and he tries to explain, V'nir Asher Kofen Osol, Efi Shalom Amar Moshe, Eli Yaakov, V'nu Kamosh Yiskinu, V'shizikir V'mar P'sachim, V'kevah He says it's sort of a combination. That really was from the Malachim. How did Yaakov know it? Right? Moshe ran heard from the Malachim. So he says, the Shama is the Yaakov in Balosu and Mara Hanabu Besulam. Remember the ladder? Yaakov had a dream with the ladder. So he heard those Malachim saying it. So it really originates with the Malachim there. Okay? And so anyway, there was a minig that the Tashbei is close to say it twice. Not our minig, but we have this idea that somehow this is a declaration made by the Malachim Asharis. Yeah.
You don't say it, you don't say it.
Huh?
If you don't say it, you don't see
Krishna. Yes, that's a question which I'm on right now. Apparently it's a very significant part of Krishna. It's questionable, which I'm not going to discuss now. What I really want to discuss this evening is a different aspect of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam. We're familiar with it from Kriya Shema. But there's another din where Baruch Shem Kvod plays a role. That's what I look at tonight, so maybe we can talk about it at a different time. And that is based on Yerushalmi and Brachas, Parag Vav, Alacha Aleph, Daf Mem, Gimel, and Beis, the standard Vilna editions of Yerushalmi. The Gemara there, so you don't have it on the paper. The Gemara says, Tanya Rechia, that the Gemara just relates there, I'll say it outside, the Gemara relates that if you're making a bracha on something, that's what the Gemara is talking about, the sixth paragraph of brachas, the case of Mevarchim talks about what brachas to say on different foods. So the Gemara says when you have a roll, that's the particular case the Gemara is talking about there in the Yerushalmi, when you have a roll, so make sure you have the roll in front of you when you make the bracha. Otherwise, if you don't have it in front of you, they bring it to you later, so then it's going to be a problem because the bracha won't relate to the food if the food's not there. And then the Gemara goes on to say that if you end up making a bracha, and then for whatever reason the food wasn't there, it came later or something like that, the first bracha was no good, you have to say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Elam Bo'ed, to so to speak repair or neutralize this bracha that ended up having nothing to go on. That's the Yerushalmi Brachas Paragrav Alacha Aleph. So, Tosus in the Bavli and Brachas, Tosus in the next source 6 is printed, is Brachas Daf Lamed Tesam Al Tosus Vidumasu Botzel Eshura. He quotes the Yerushalmi, the case the Yerushalmi has in that context, a person makes a bracha and he drops it, so he drops the food, that's the case. Right? I mean, holding a roll, let's say, and he's to make a bracha, and just before he got there, he dropped it, land in the mud. Or, as has happened to me sometimes, obviously you're in a park or something, you go to a water fountain, you make a shahatva and you turn the thing and lo and behold, no water comes out, right? It's jammed up and no water comes out. So now I set a bracha. So I'm going to go get to the other water fountain 100 yards away. So I'm going to walk to the other water fountain. By the time I get there, there's a long interruption. So that first bracha is going to kind of left hanging. So the Yerushalmi says, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam. That's the case that the Tosfos gives. And based on that Yerushalmi, Yesh Yerushalmi, Hechad Baruch HaTarmus Olam Michav, it's a food, but not from the other day, right? The food fell out of your hand, now you couldn't eat it. Anyway, it's the end. The Tosfos says, again, the name of that Rishon, the last line of Tosus, it says, V'chein nachon lomar al kol bracha levatola, baruch shem kevod machusol amvad. Anytime you say a bracha that ends up being a bracha levatola, because something happens, again, you turn on the water fountain and no water comes out, or you have a piece of food or something, you're about to eat it, it slips out of your hand and you know, lands in a puddle or something, so you can't eat it. Anytime like that, you have a bracha levatola, so you go ahead and you say, baruch shem kevod machusol amvad. That's how Tosus says. That's also quoted lahalacha by the Rosh in the next source, and that same Bavli and Brachas Karag Vav and Simon Chav. Bavli quotes the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi and tells the whole story and agrees that that's what he should say. Towards the end of the Rosh, he mentions the four lines before the end in this paper. It says Yom Kila Baruch Shem Al Bracha Shasa Vatala. You should say Baruch Shem on the Bracha that was a Bracha Vatala. It says an interesting thing. Some say Shazel La'achar Sha'amar Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's only if you said the whole bracha, including the phrase Elokeinu Melech Olam. Avad Lo Amar Ela Baruch Ato Hashem Bilvad Yisayim Yomer Lam Deinichu Kecha. This is a good thing to know. There is a pasuk in Tehillim. The problem, say it now for educational purposes, a pasuk. Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu kecha. That's not a bracha, it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk like that in Tehillim. I forgot exactly what chapter, but it's a pasuk. Could be that. I was right. It's one of those. So Baruch Shem, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu kecha. Correct. So it's in the eight, the Kuf Yud Tes has letters as eight psukim for each of the aleph base. So the base is Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu kecha. That's a pasuk. So therefore, we should know this. If you start to say Baruch, and you say, again, I'm saying now for instructional purposes, and you say Baruch atah Adonai, and then something happens, you drop something, you see the water's not there, or something happens. So just say, Lam Deinichu Kecha, you've done nothing wrong. All you've done is say a pasuk of Tehillim.
Huh? What's the
Lamdeni Chukeva, yeah, Lamdeni Chukeva, the yud at the end. Just say that because that says that's a pasuk. You can say a pasuk in Tehillim anytime. Asher Yashiv Yosef, Odiro Chastela. Just said it now. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So there's also a pasuk in Tehillim. So if you just said Baruch Ato Hashem, suggest the Rosh, finish Lamdeni Chukeva, there's no problem. But obviously, you went further. You say Baruch Ato Hashem, Atenim Achalam, Barim, and Emazaro. Now you can't say Lamdeni Chukeva. It's not a pasuk anymore. But if you didn't, that's what the Rosh says. Again, the Rosh agrees with Halacha with this, Tosus and with this Yerushalmi, that you say Baruch Shem. Actually, Rabbeinu Yonah in Baruch Hazan on the paper, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Chok Chetman Aleph in the pages of the Rif, the end of the Dimashal Tani, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, actually, you're looking at Yerushalmi, the context of Yerushalmi actually, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, disagrees with the Bavli. And usually when you have a Bavli and Yerushalmi disagree, you pass like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. But the Yonah says, nonetheless, the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, that you say Baruch Shem on a messed up bracha, that we do follow. In other words, the discussion, and we're not going to go into the whole thing now, but the whole discussion of the Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is Shalom Aleichem the Hilchos, is against the Bavli. But the concluding point, that on a bracha of Atala, you say Baruch Shem, that is the halacha, that we accept. So that's all that we show them say. And the Rambam mentions it as well. The Rambam in the next source, Perek Dalet, Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, first of all, advice, Ein Mevarachan al Ochlam min al Chala Ochlin, v'lo al Mashkin v'chala Mashkin, ad she'yavol l'fanam. So one is a piece of advice, right? Don't make a bracha over any food or any drink until it's right in front of you. So you have it right there. Okay? V'imbirach v'acharka chaviyah l'fanam, tzarech lav z'vorach. If you made a bracha and the food wasn't there and then they brought the food out, you have to make a new bracha. Or nafal ochel birchalav, you took a piece of food and made the bracha. The nafal v'yado fell out of hand. The nisraf, it fell into the fire. Oshatonar went into the water or something like that. Again, something happened unexpectedly, an accident. They don't have the food anymore. Then notel acher to take another piece of food. V'chol zimavarchalav apal pishu meosamin. You have to make another bracha even though it's the same food, because you had in mind on this food, and now when I have the other food, you have to make a new bracha. And then the Rambam says, "Tzarech lomar baruch shem kevod malchus solom voed al bracha rishona kedei shelo lahotzi shem shamayim levatola." You have to say baruch shem kevod malchus solom voed on the first bracha, which was disqualified, which was kind of left hanging because he didn't have the food, so it won't turn out to be a bracha levatola. So paskins the Rambam. Now it's interesting. I'm going to get to the second Rambam in a moment. It's interesting, the Rif does not quote this din. I said it's in the Tosus, it's in the Rosh, and the Yonah says the Rambam Paz, the Rif does not bring this din. So the Rav Yochanan Perlo wrote a lengthy commentary, we quoted in past years, on the Sefer HaMitzvot of Esadjagon. So Rav Yochanan Perlo in the Miluim, in the back of the last section, in the Miluim, Simon Beis has an essay, and he wonders why the Rif and others don't quote this Lahalacha, because the Rif and Brachah doesn't bring it down. To say Baruch Shem, why they leave it out and so on. So he says maybe, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, because the whole sugi over there is against the Bavli, so the Rif maybe held that we reject the entire Rishalmi, even though Rabbeinu Yonah says we accept the conclusion of the Rishalmi, even though the rest of the Rishalmi is against the Bavli, that he proposes maybe the Rif held not like that. Okay, or he mentions another interesting thing. He says, Lemaisa, Lochen Yosin near the Sula Rif, he quotes the other Rishonim, the Rif holds that Medina tzarech lachzavah kishochem mishum shal yotzav bracha rishona. Okay, you have to make a new bracha when the new food comes out, because the first bracha was no good. However, he says, the truth of the matter is, really, ain't lo levarach oda pam bracha gemurah kirishona mishum dal kalpanu v'chatzchila roi lachu zuchomin avalei bracha v'atola. Maybe the first bracha really should count. And why is it that the first bracha doesn't count? I mean, you had in mind to eat a food, so he said maybe some Rishonim hold the first bracha really does count. However, Elakidei, this is a Ruchim Perla, Kidei, Shalalecho, below bracha, Yeshavarach, Mias, Baruch Shem, Kodmach, Solam, Wed. The Baruch Shem doesn't relate back to the first bracha. The Baruch Shem, so to speak, relates to the upcoming brachas, if you will. Because maybe the second bracha is necessary. It's not to make the, it's a different category. And that's his suggestion, that Mikra Adin, Sarach, Lachzo, Avarach, Achzo, Shevalecho, El Mishun, Kodmach, from Kevich, Kabirach, Brachazu, Shiachzo, Achzo, Rav, Zman, Zman, Tinyon, the second time. So maybe that's the bracha of Atala. Therefore, instead of the second bracha, you say Baruch Shem. That's how he reads the Yerushalmi. It's a Baruch Shem. You made a shahakol or a water, or you made a baruch per eis, an apple, and you couldn't eat it. Really, you don't have to make a second bracha, but you better say something so no one will think. So you say Baruch Shem. And he said, we don't pass him like that. So he has a whole different way to read the Yerushalmi. So it's very clever. But Lamaisa, as I said before, Tosas, the Rosh, Ben Yonah, the Rambam, all learn the sugya, not like Rabbi Yochanan Perlo suggests the Rif learns it. Even if that is the way the Rif learns it, it seems to be the, you know, the minority opinion, and therefore the practice is that we do say Baruch Shem. Again, he relearns, and I explain it so clearly, but he relearns the Holy Rishalmi that the Baruch Shem was not to neutralize somehow the previous bracha, it's to substitute for the upcoming bracha that you need to make on the second food. So he learns that the Rif learned the Yishan, he said, we don't pass him like that. Okay. But the question is, and maybe this is what's running through the mind of, let's say, the Rif and the other post when he quotes, is how does this work? What is it, a magic trick? I said a bracha, now, oh, a bracha atos, I'll say Baruch Shem Kolma, poof, now I didn't say a bracha atos. How does it work? Well, what's the mechanism by which we say that the recitation of this phrase, Baruch Shem Kolma, somehow neutralizes or takes care of the fact, what do you mean, I said a bracha atos. It's okay, it's not my fault, it was an accident, the food fell into the dirt, now I can't eat it, or the water fountain didn't go on, even though it was, you know, the most of that is turn on the water fountain first. But let's say I didn't do that, turn the water fountain, didn't go on. Okay, so it's a mistake, a bracha matala. What good does Baruch Shem Kibbol Malchus Amor that doesn't say? And the Yerushalmi, the way we learn it, not the way Rucham Perlo suggests the Riflin, the way we learn the Yerushalmi, it was a suggestion, post accepts the halacha, and the Rosh and Yonah, as I said, the Rambam also accepts it. Lamaisa, it's also in the Shulchan Aruch like that. This is, Din is written up in Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish, we're going to turn the page for a second, we'll come back to the other Rambam, the source 10 on the next page, Aruch Chaim's Reish Vav. So in Reish Vav, Sif Vav, Nafal Biyado, Prila Ocho, Berchel, and Nafal Biyado, Benevado, Nimas, the person has the fruit, he's going to eat, he makes a broch, and suddenly it fell out of his hands, or got lost, or it became disgusting, or something happened. Tzorach Levore, Tzorach Latzo, Levore, Chapa Vichar Melos, Amin Lefonon, you know the same min, the next line, Bitzorach, Lomar, Baruch, Shem, Kavod, Malchus, Olam, Ved, Al Shehotzi, Shem, Shemayim, Vatolo. You have to say Baruch, Shem, Kavod, Malchus, Olam, Ved, because you said Hashem's name in vain. You're not allowed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We know that from the Aseres HaDibros, right? Lo Sif Hashem HaKef HaShav. You don't mention Hashem's name in vain. It's a disrespect. As we'll see in a second in the Rambam. And then he quotes, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes that din, that's the only din, if you pass the first part of the bracha, otherwise you say, Lam Dein Chukecha, so there's the din again, Aruch Chaim Sinan, Reish Vav, Sif Vav. So again, the question, how does it work? By what mechanism does somehow the Baruch Shem Kolma Solom Ved take care of the fact you said a bracha latal makes it not a bracha latal? What exactly does it do? So you take a look in the Rambam, the one we just skipped, go back to source 9, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. Hilchos Shavuos is talking about the laws of oath, not the holiday of Shavuos. Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Bey, with a Shavuot at the beginning, right? Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Bey is Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says the following. V'lo shvua l'ashav bilvad hisha asura. It's not only asur to swear falsely in the name of Hashem, ela afilu l'chazkir shem ben Hashem asham yuchadim, even to mention one of the names, the actual names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, levatol for no purpose, asur v'apol fi shalom nishba. It's asur even without swearing. And there's two different dinim. There's one isur to swear in the name of Hashem, that's an isur, but even the Rambam says even not swearing, just to mention the name of Hashem, levatol is also not permitted. Why? Sha'arei ha'kosuv mitzavim v'omer, because the Torah says, liyira es Hashem ha'nichba d'hanara. We have to have awe and reverence for the great awesome name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'bechlal Yiraso, Shelo Yazkir, Levatola, and included in having awe and reverence, and Yira is not to say it for no purpose, nothing to do with taking an oath, even not swearing, just to say it for no reason is also not allowed. I remember when the Ger Rebbe, known as the Leiv Simcha, Simcha Bunim, was a couple of Ger Rebbes ago, so when he became the Rebbe, I think I was in Eretz Yisrael then, so he was, prior to becoming the Rebbe, he was one of the guys, so to speak, you know, and then he became the Rebbe. So one of his friends, who used to call him Rav Simcha Bunim, you know, or they call him Rebunim, or in the Chassidus, Rebinim. So this friend was speaking to him after he became the Rebbe, and he said, the Rebinim, the Rebbe Shlita, you know, he forgot. So he said to him, Zug Baruch Shem, you know, better say Baruch Shem, mention my name. Right, so, but part of having awe and reverence is not to mention the name in vain. So that's what the Rambam says. It has nothing to do with taking an oath. So therefore, says the Rambam, Lefichach, in Toh HaLoshim Rahotzi Shem L'Batal, if you made a mistake, and you said the name of Hashem for no purpose, Yimaher Miyad V'Yishabeach V'Yifor V'Yahaderlo K'doy Shalo Yizachel L'Batal. What you should do is, if you end up saying the name of Hashem for no purpose, then right away say some Devar Sheva. So now it turns out it was not really for no purpose. It's not that you undid the bracha, but you mentioned the name of Hashem, and let's say you dropped the apple or the water fountain didn't work or whatever, so now the name of Hashem is kind of hanging there with nothing to relate to, so that's disrespectful. So now say something which is praiseworthy about the name of Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malach Shamayim, that thing, that's how it works. And he says, Ketzad? Omer Hashem, Omer Baruch Hu Lola Vod, O Gadol Hu Mulam Oder Kiyotzim Ezek Kedosh Shalom Yelam Atola. You say some form of Shevach Takavish Baruch Hu. Yeah.
You say right away.
Oh, good question. We'll make a good question. So we'll see. Good. We'll come to it. We'll see. Okay, but that is the it's a good hara. It may come to the, some people talk about it. Chazon actually talks about that. Okay, we'll get to it. But that's the way that the Rambam understands it. Okay, the Rambam understands that what then does Baruch Shem do? It's not a magic thing that somehow it undoes the fact you said Baruch. You still said a Baruch Levatola. I mean, you can't change that. It was an accident. We're not, no one's angry at you. It was a mistake. Unless you were negligent, you know, and didn't turn the water fountain on before. But if, you know, if something happened, it was beyond your control. So therefore, at least do something that, instead of leaving the Shem Hashem hanging, at least attach some Shevach to it. That's the way Baruch Shem Kol Baruch Solomon works. That's what seems to be the position of the position of the Rambam. That's one way to look at it. I think that's the Rambam's position. In the Sefer Das Torah, yeah, so the truth of the matter is, according to the Rambam, doesn't quote that line. The truth of the matter is, according to...
Why does Rambam say, this is a pretty funny...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the Rambam here doesn't mention the phrase Baruch Shem, or something to look into. But I think he's saying it almost in a way, that the tradition is to say Baruch Shem, but the truth is the Rambam is saying it doesn't matter what the Shevach is. So, okay, it's been accepted somehow based on that. You were showing me that that's the best Shevach somehow. But Lemais, I think the Rambam is saying, it'll be, that's what he says, Kayotzeb is there, some form of Shevach. There's a sefer called Das Torah from the Maharsham, and the Das Torah from the Maharsham, and that's Simon and Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Vav, so he says to take a look in the writings of the Chidor. He has a different explanation. So in the Chidor, which I have here, one of the Svarim, mentioned in the Shul last night, there are many, many Svarim from the Chidor. So one of the Svarim is called Nachal Kedumim. So the Nachal Kedumim in Parshas Kedoshim, on the Pasuk Velo Sishavu Bishmila Sheker, says the following. What's the idea of not swearing the name of Hashem? Anyway, he says, and I don't pretend to have full understanding of this, it's kind of in a mystical sense, but he says, the idea is that somehow, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Shema Kadisha Shechokuk B'Tzorah Pnei Tehom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inserted his name somehow into the depths of the ocean, the foundation of the world in some sense, and when a person says Mechal Hashem Hashem, he says the name of Hashem for nothing, so somehow this upsets or causes an imbalance, if you will, in the name of Hashem interacting in the world. And therefore he says that he quotes from a certain Rabbi Chassid Mikrako, okay, the cost of the Hainu Taima Sha'amar B'Yushalmi Bim Amar Shem L'Vakala Yomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vohed V'Atam Ki Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Gematria Shem Ya'azvi Kel. It's some kind of gematria. It straightens out the problem. I don't claim to have full understanding, but somehow on some cosmic level, some mystical level, what the Chidor is saying, I think is different than Rambam. It's not Stam Shevach. What it does is, yes, it undoes the Bracha of HaKolah. And if we stop and think, and maybe this is what the Chidor means, well, what exactly is a Bracha of HaKolah? You know, what exactly is a Chil Hashem? We hear the term Chil Hashem very often. But you know, the root word, we translate Chil Hashem as desecration, defaming, profane, something along those lines, all fine. But the real Hebrew word Ches Lamed Lamed Chalal means an opening, a hole. Okay, it's an empty space. It's called a halal. Okay, that's an empty space. It comes up in a number of places in the Mishnah and some of the Gemara. So what does it mean, a chil Hashem? It means because of what you did or what you said, it's like this place is now devoid of the presence of Hashem. I would tell the Talmud, you know, you behave improperly, you see the way you behave improperly, so what does it mean, a chil Hashem? Hashem, so to speak, doesn't want to be here in this area right now because of what happened, embarrassed by this, so he leaves, as it were. So now there's a hole, there's something missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not here, as it were, okay, the thing, you know, just, so that's what a real chil Hashem is. So somehow, maybe this is what the Chidor means, that when a person pronounces the name of Hashem for no purpose, a bracha l'atala, so the chil Hashem is something that upsets literally the shame, a chil Hashem. There's an upsetting of the shame of Hashem somehow. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed, so to speak, undoes, it reverses the problem. It's like, what's the opposite? Chil Hashem is a Kiddush Hashem. So however it works, you're Mekadesh Hashem and now you've undone it. So I think that's different than the Rambam. I think the Rambam understands that, you know, you can't really repair the fact that you made a bracha. I'll tell you, you did. What do you do? The name of Hashem is hanging, so you say a Shevach. But the way the Chidot seems to say, if I'm understanding correctly, there's more mystical sense, it kind of repairs the situation. And that's how others say also, the next source is printed on the page number 11, Shuvas Panim Meiros, Chelek Gimel Sifat Tes. He writes, Ubar Mikol Dain, he's talking about a different subject, but he says, Delefid min hagenu omer b'chol pam baruch shen kvar mosaved, v'zeh tikun shalo omar alo sisa. He says this is a repair, and retroactively you did not violate Lo Sisa because you said Baruch Shem, Kavod Shem Avdei Tzelsim, etc. Baruch Shem Yerushalmi. He quotes that in the whole Yerushalmi. Okay, so we look on the third line after Ad Kan Lashona. Hare Lehed Yashim Omer Baruch Shem Tov Machson Vahed Achar Brocha Shem Tzvicha Tikun Shelo Hotzi Shem Shema Atala. Retroactively you didn't say Hashem's name in vain. Yeah, you undid it.
Okay.
Okay. Right, needs correction, and that's what it does. So I think, good question. He writes, V'chein mashmos kol haposkin kein lo chota klal b'otzah shem shema v'shem shema v'atala rak tshuvas on nirtza b'charata v'odav v'zuch v'shoam, etc. So I think the Panim Meiros is saying sort of like the Chidah, right? That the essence of Baruch Shem, it like eliminates, like an eraser. It's like he never did Lo Sisa. It's different, I think, than the Rambam. Perhaps we can suggest that the Makoros, what exactly are the Makoros in these different positions? So again, you have the Rambam on one side, so to speak, and then you have the Chidor, the Das Torah, Marsham quotes the Chidor approvingly, and the Panim Meiros says like that. So I was thinking, maybe really it cuts to the heart of what exactly is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. What exactly is the nature of the recitation of that phrase? If you look in the Sifrei, that's the next source, the Sifrei in Parshas Hazino, Dvarim Piskos Shin Vav, Parshas Hazino, and it says as follows, the Pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra Habugod Elokeinu, a Pasuk we all know, we say it at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei for Mincha, and for Musaf, and Kishem Hashem Ekra Habugod Elokeinu, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Minayim La'om Beveis HaKnesses, Va'omim Baruch Hashem Vorach, She'onim Acherim Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Ve'ed. How do we know, where is the source of the idea that a Chazan gets up and says Baruch Hashem Vorach, and everyone answers Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Ve'ed? We all know this, right? She'nema Kishem Hashem Ekra Habugod Elokeinu. What do those words mean? Kishem Hashem Ekra means, when I will call out, pronounce the name of Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havu, you, right, Godel, okay, ascribe Godel greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really, it's responsive, right? The whole idea of Baruch Hu, what happens, the Chazan says Baruch Hu, he's inviting everybody in the Tzibur to respond. The Chazan says Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch, please bless Hashem. So everybody says, okay, Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, Amen. It's a responsive situation. That's learned from Kishem Hashem Ekro, okay? Next line. Uminayim she'ein mizamin el b'shlosha. How do we know we have a mizumin? It's the same thing. What happens to a mizumin? One guy says, you know, Rasan Rechish, Zivorech Shechal Mishalo, let's bless he from whom we've eaten. So everybody says, okay, Baruch Shechal Mishalo Tochim. It's the same idea. And the minimum is three, because you say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I will call out in the singular. Havu, in the plural, minimum plural is two. Havu go, the Lokeno, same thing. Uminayim she'om amen achar Baruch, again, Shem Hogel Lokeno. Uminayim she'om in Baruch Shem Kavod Baruch Solam Ve'ed, Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Uminayim she'om in Yeheshma Gadol, that's weekly Yeheshma, all from the same thing, Havu go, the Lokeno. All of these things listed in this medrash are what we call, except for Mizumin with three, but it's similar, at least in Kaza, we call Dvarim Shemikdusha. We've all heard the expression of Dover Shemikdusha. What's a Dover Shemikdusha? A Dover Shemikdusha, whether it's Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, all of those things, in essence, are responsive. Right? There's one person, the Chazan says, and everybody else responds. That's the nature, and that's why you need a minion, right? Or at least a mizun, you need three. Or to say Elokeinu, you need a minion. These are all things you can't say yourself because there's no responsive quality to it. In fact, just in a slide, we pointed this out in the Pesach Salavetrik, the Rav said that many of the piyutim on the Rav especially, other piyutim too, are really designed to be responsive in nature. Right, you see in the, the Chazan says a Chom Aminim, and then everyone says the next line. It's kind of a back and forth. So now it's become more popular to sing it in many places, including here, although, you know, even though my wife doesn't like that, very often we'll pause for a moment, before the next stanza to give those people want to say, like, Bashmai Varas Gibor Minaris, you know, you pause for a second. So my wife and others say, oh, maybe singing so it gets everybody excited, but really it's supposed to be responsive. In fact, the Rav said, you know, the real din is that when the Aron is open, I'm going off the field for a second, but when the Aron is open, the Taz points out, when the Aron is open, there's no absolute chiyuv to stand. Because when you open the Aron, the Sefer Torah is in a separate reshus. The only din that you have to stand is when the Sefer Torah is upright and moving in the same domain as where you are. But when it's in the Aron, that's considered a separate reshus. So strictly speaking, that's why many rabbis, I announce it here too, announce it by Ne'ilah, even though the minig is to stand, but if somebody's not feeling well, or someone's not able to stand, so it's perfectly permissible to sit during Ne'ilah, except when you come to the Yudgimel Midos. That's also Davar Shebitusha, because the Vayrosh Hashem on my cross, of an answer, Hashem Hashem Kerav, that you have to stand for, the Yerushamnu, the Vila you have to stand for a different reason. But the rest of the Piyutim and so on, even Mila, strictly speaking, even though the meaning is to stand, strictly speaking, you can sit. So all these other times during davening and the Rav, those opening the Aron, right, so what's that about? So the Rav thought it's because these things have a status similar to a Davar Shebikdusha. You're standing not so much because the Aron is just a Hechatimsa to get people to stand up. Everybody thinks you have to stand up. They are with a stand up. You're really standing for Vechom Aminim or for Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Lamed, or whatever the other Piyutim are. You know, whatever. Amit Hamnus, all the other Melech Aliyah, all these other Piyutim. Anyway, but so the common denominator, getting back to the Sifri, is that these are all things which are Dorim Shebikdusha. The Mela included here is Baruch Shem Kol Machos Olam Moed. So if I'm understanding the Sifri, I mean, we can say at least the Derech Efshar, that the recitation of Baruch Shem Kol Machos Olam Moed is in the category of Adav Shebikdusha. So I think this may be the mucker for that Shita that the Chidor quotes and the Panamira quotes, because what did the Baruch of Atala do? It created a chilul. You mentioned Hashem's name in vain. So now it's something off kilter, so to speak. So what happens? You say Baruch Shem Kol Machos Olam Moed, that's Adav Shebikdusha, that's the opposite chilul. That's true, you don't need a minion, you don't have to stand, so that requires some analysis. But just conceptually, what I'm suggesting is that you see from this Sifrei that Baruch Shem is something which adds Kedusha. So since the Baruch of Atala sort of detracted, the way the Chidor said it, somehow detracted from the Kedusha in the world, it created some form of Chilul, so now you undo it by doing the opposite of Chilul. What's the opposite of Chilul, of course, is Kedusha. That's a possibility. However, what about the Rambam's position? So maybe the Rambam's position is based on something else. Because again, the Rambam did not seem to say that it's a matter of undoing the Baruch of Atala. He just says you have to say some Shabbat because you mentioned Eiv Hashem, so you don't leave it hanging. That could be because he holds fundamentally Baruch Shem Kavod L'Machus Olam Moed is not a Davar Shebikdusha. To undo with Kedusha, it has to do with a Shabbat. And where do we see that? So we know the Mishnayos and Yuma, the next two sources, the Mishnah and Yuma, is before I get to the Mishnah Yuma, I'll address the question which Rabbi Zidri asked before. Let's do the Mishnah Yuma first. We'll see. We'll come back to that. Okay, the Mishnah Yuma says Lamed Hayim Beis. This is Volo Eitzel Par. This is talking about the Avod on Yom Kippur. So it says that the Kohen Gadol will come to the cow, that he has to say the Viduyan, he would say, and many of us perhaps are familiar with these words, the Kachaya Omer, Ana Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi, Vanecha, we all remember it from the Avodah Yom Kippur, that we say as part of the Shmoneh Esrei, Ana Hashem, Kaprin, Alavonos, Alapshoim, right, there's all the Viduy that we say, the Machzor gets it from. It's from here, it's from this Mishnah, and the last line of the Mishnah says, and everybody hears it, right, quotes the Pasuk, Kivayom Azei Chaper, etc., Vehein Oner Achra, Baruch Shem Kivod, Machzor, the people who heard. Okay, and it's elaborated even more in the next Mishnah, Samech Vav Mud Aleph, right? That's what the Mishnah has in the third line. Va'kohanim va'am, right? Va'kohanim, right? We all know this from the Yom Narayim davening. And Kippur, Va'kohanim va'am, ha'omdim bazar, it's a Mishnah. Kesheu shomim, shem ha'foros, yot migaro, ha'u korim, is where we do korim. That's all that comes from these Mishnahs. And they would say, Baruch Shem Kibot, Machusol Olam Boed. So that's the origin of Baruch Shem. That's the origin, so to speak, of Baruch Shem Kol Ma'asol Amed in the Gemara. It's something which is Aruch Hanal. It's in the it was part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Now, what is the nature of that declaration? That's not a kedusha exactly. That's a shevach HaKadosh Baruch. Thank you. They heard the Kohen Gadol say the name of Hashem. So you can't just sit there when you hear the name of Hashem. You bow and fall on the floor like we do Karim, kind of imitating or replicating what was done in the Beis Hamikdash. And you say Baruch Shem Kol Machusol Le'olam Moed. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in that same Siman Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan Siman Reish Vav and Sif Tes Zayin. he says, listen, he said, we don't know the reason why this is a takana. He thought that why is it our question. That's the Rosh Hashulchan. He says, we don't really know the reason. He quotes the Misham, we know work, and that's the Sesma Shachar. What's the reason? He said, because you have sort of injected, so to speak, a doubt or something by saying the name of Hashem for no reason, so you're Mekabel Shem Shemayim, Mekabel Shem Shemayim. You were mostly Shem Shemayim, so now you're Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So that Rosh Hashulchan can go either way. I don't know if that's agreeing with the Chidah that you're fixing something. Doesn't sound like you're fixing something, though. It sounds like now you praise Hashem. You wasted His name, huh? Yeah, it's like doing tshuva. You wasted Hashem's name, right? You can't change it. But what does Baruch Shem do? Now it's like you're saying, I'm sorry for doing that, and here I'll praise your name. Right? That's how the Yaruch HaShulchan. I think that's more in line with the Rambam. The Chazon Ish raised the question I was literally asked before, in Aruch Haim Sin Kuf Lamed Zayin, in Siv Vav. He raised the question, what does it have to add Baruch Shem? He says, why isn't the fact that we say, Baruch for eight, so whatever, why isn't that enough? Right? Why that also is a Shevach, that Hashem created the fruit and so on. Yesh Lion. Vishom Maske Shem Shemal Vatola. If I just said, not in the form of a bracha, I just said the name of Hashem for no reason. So then, Vadai Mesakim Mashom Baruch Shem. Okay? Ava Mevorech Bracha Shem Etzricha. Nehi Dein Kan Chiyav. I mean, there's no Chiyav to say Baruch for eight, not that you drop the apple into the mud. We come up and shat the yesh b'hodah, but that's your kash, right? It is a hodah, because you are sharing b'varach u'mod al Hashem, al alechem, or whatever the food was, right? Matikim b'mersa b'varach shein. So Chazon Ish says, I'll just read it, it's al-kein tzorach lomar, the kevon, the midrabbanan, asu b'varach shein, tzricha tikno b'zeh, laharos is the asur, ulachshivo kim motzi shem shem al-vatola. They wanted to be careful with our brachas, okay? And therefore, they made it, even though you taka said it in the form of a bracha, and you said a shevach, like you said before, but still, the chachom is talking that this is as severe as saying the Shem Hashem, for no purpose at all. That's his suggestion. Okay. But in any event, I think the Chazon Ish also, I'm going to say, the Chazon Ish also would say that it's a form of shevach. I found in the sefer called Emes LeYaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Talmud, put out his Ha'aretz on the Shulchan Aruch. So in that same Siman Reish Vav in Ha'aretz, footnote 213, he says, Nira the Baruch Shem Masala Eino Tikkun Gomor. I'll bring you a raya. He says, a tikkun gomor. It's not that he fixed the bracha. Why? He says, I'll bring a raya. Ela kevon, what is it? Ela kevon shama bracha levatala. Tzarech lomar, davar shel shevach. Not much what we're saying. Right? He did a bracha levatala, and I have to say shevach. He said, doing tshuva. Raya is a very sharp raya. Shari kaimel on suffik bracha sahakil. We pass from this, and there are any doubts whether I should say a bracha or not say a bracha. So suffik bracha sahakil. This may cut back to your question. The e name of the Havali Tikkun Gomor, but if you hold that it's a complete undoing of a bracha levatala, amai lo amru sheyivarech misafik. Anytime there's a suffik in a bracha, make the bracha. V'acharkach yomer baruch shem kol ravad. Right? I mean, that you said, that's amazing. Right? The chacham should say, anytime there's any suffik in a bracha, say the bracha. Right? And then right away say baruch shem, just in case. We actually do that by Ashkenazim anyway, with Tfilin. Right? By Tfilin Soros, we say baruch shem right after saying the bracha, because the question whether we should say that bracha or not, right? Interesting question. Right. But anyway, al karchov de eino tikkun gomor, and it's still a problem of bracha levatala. And he says, the ain listor zeh mehadu varcha mitzvah tfilin, he says tfilin different, shiny husband, because you can't have the tarach say bracha. Okay, so that goes into the whole problem with the tfilin leads two brachas, one, not our topic. But in any event, Yaakov Kamenetsky also seems to say like this approach that it's a shevach, yeah.
What about that? The Rav
said that, besides
saying Shemayim Vatala, the Gemara
Megillah, was like,
that's the problem, they said, no, he said, all
the Shemayim. Right, okay.
So now, what do
I say, Hazar? To say it, they can't say, okay, that could be.
Good. Who are you to praise Hashem?
Look, okay, let me just conclude by mentioning a couple of halachic maskamines that seem to do different approaches. Again, we have two different approaches to what Baruch Shem does. Is it a tikkun, so to speak? That's how the Chidor says, and that's what the Ponemira seems to say, maybe based on its sefrei. Others say it's more of a openly, it's like a shevach. The Rosh Hashulchan says, like, a mekabel, ma'at shamayim. Again, I should suggest that they're basing on this Gemara in Yuma. That's the Gemara in Yuma says in the source, 15th source, Yuma Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma says, Tanya Rebbe Omer Kishem Hashem Ekra Begol Okeinu. Moshe said, we explained it before. Look at the last line. Omer Lam Nobody Saw B'Shor Shanim Maskir Tzadik Olamim Atem Tzu Brocha. Right? You praise Hashem when you hear His name. That's the whole, that's what Baruch Shem is. So really, it's nothing, nothing more. It's a Shevach. And in fact, the next source, the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tes Zayin of a Base, the Gemara in Tainus says, you know, in the base on Mikdash, they didn't answer Amen to Brachas. They never answered Amen to Brachas. Remember that Gemara says, Begvulin, Abba B'mikdash ain't okay, Levisha ain't onin Amen B'mikdash. When you heard a Bracha on the base of Mikdash, you didn't answer Amen to the Bracha. He answered something else. And when I didn't answer, how do we know? And what did you answer? Baruch Shem Kol Mach Salam West. That's a Shemach, right? You heard a Bracha. So you praised Hashem, that's how you answered. Okay, that's what Rashi says, based on Pesukim, Baruch Shem Kol Decha. Hayin Shol Onim Achor, Baruch Shem Kol Mach Salam West. Kach Hu HaPasuk. V'yivaruch Hashem Kol Kol Merova, Kol Baruch HaPilu. These are all words of Shemach, right? You look in the Gemara, it's all these are Pesukim, HaPasuk and Nechemia. These are all Pesukim which stress Shemach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Baruch Shem Kol Mach Salam West? In essence, it's a Shemach. So maybe the Rambam and those authorities that agree with him that it's a Dvar Shemach based it on this understanding of Baruch Shem, or is the other based on a Sifri? Is there a practical difference to Halacha? So I think there are possibly two differences. Interesting question. What happens if a person, a number, said in a row by mistake, whatever, three brachas of Atala, something, or he mentioned the name of Hashem three times? Do you have to say Baruch Shem for each one? Do you have to say three Baruch Shem? So actually, the Eshel Avram of Buchach, the print in the back of most editions of the Shulchan Aruch, and not the Eshel Avram from the Prima Gadam, a different Eshel Avram. So he says in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, in some Kuf Membeis, at the end of Sif Aleph, Kishav Apasuk, well, let's say he said a Pasuk, or what it wasn't a point, he said the name of Hashem three times, it turns out to be Levatolo. So he says, Tzarech Lomar Gimel Pa'amim Baruch Shem Kod Machusol L'Olam Voed. Or how many times it is. That's his Tzak. How many times he said Baruch HaTolah or Shem Hashem L'Batolah, you have to say it, Baruch Shem, you have to say that number of times. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the statement they printed called Halicho Shlomo, in Perek Dalad, in Halicho Shlomo, in footnotes, you find it, Harachav Dalad, footnote to 24, Harachav Dalad, he says he doesn't think so. He doesn't quote the Seish HaLavram, but he says, I'm sorry, this is Parag Dalid, Halacha Sifchav Dalid. Anyway, he says one time, he says, in Nich Mirat, the Gami Nich Shal, the Beis, the Gimel, Brach, the Batala, Eino Tzarech Loma, El Apam Achas, Baruch Shem, the Sulo, Ke Iker Hu, Shem Shabeach, Mephor, Shem Hashem, Kedei Lezach, the Batala. I want to suggest maybe that's the Machlokas. If you hold that you've done some sort of damage in some mystical way, so then Eish HaRavon's right. Three times, you got to say three times, but how the Baruch Shem works. Right? It's a tikkun. So something's broken, so you gotta repair it. It broke three things, you gotta repair three things. Right? There's three holes, you gotta plug up three holes. Right? So therefore the Eish HaRavon says, say three times, Baruch Shem. Hashem can have Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, no, it's a Shemach. So if I said the name of Hashem three times, I can say one Shemach. I can mention your name three times and then afterwards say what a wonderful person you are. So that's a Shemach. The fact that I mention your name, I don't have to say each time. So that machlokas, and I don't know, again, this is the machlokas haposkin, but that machlokas haposkin may revolve around our understanding of Baruch Shem. Shlomo Zalman says clearly, and again, he clearly says it's a matter of Shema. Again, to read his lashon, he says, Ki ha'ikar hu shemishabeach u'mefoer Shem Hashem, Kadesh HaZachar V'Tol. If you're praising Hashem, so I can praise Hashem once on three mentions of names. That's one possible nafkamina. A second nafkamina, again, with the same player, so to speak, the Eish HaRavon, the question is, when do I have to say Baruch Shem? Do I have to say it right away? What if I didn't say it right away? What if I remembered 15 minutes later? Now, is it still paid? Is it still do anything to say Baruch Shem? So again, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Eish HaRavon, the same author, in Siman Chof Hei, of Aruch Chaim in Siman Chof Hei, Sif Hei, he writes that he thinks you don't have to say it right away. He says, Nira Shehurak Midas Chassidus Sola Hasim Kadesh Layavu L'Shikha. He says, if you didn't say right away Baruch Shem, it's okay, you can say it a little later too. Of course, it's better to say it right away, but if you didn't say it right away, it's also okay to do it sometime later. That's Eish HaRavon passing. And again, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the same Sefer Halicha Shlomo, on the same parak of the parak Dalad, but this is in the text itself, in Sif Yud Zayin, he writes, when you make a bracha on the Shal Rosh, and you say Baruch Shem, If for some reason hutzrich lahafsik b'davar acher, let's say something else came up, kegon lanos kaddish or kedusha metzibur or whatever, kevon shekvar niskalek mehainin shuv ein tam lomro. He did something else. I would say he would say the same thing. He got involved in something else. It's done. Right? And that's how the Chai Adam says. The Chai Adam says when you want to, in Kal Hei Sif Aleph, he says you want to say Baruch Shem, his Lashon is, when you say, you said a Baruch of Atala, he says Haber a Baruch of Atala is, that's the way saying Lashem. Anyway, his Lashon is, Yomar Keichet Umiyad Baruch Shem for Matzalev. Or he quotes another, or Adonain Amad Yishim Chabalar, he quotes other possibility. But Yomar Keichet Umiyad. So you got to get a Machlokas of Sakosim. So I think it's the same Machlokas. If it's a matter of something, so to speak, that was broken, okay, so it's better to fix it right away, but if you fix it a half hour later, it's also fixed, right? You have holes, you plug it up later. But,
cavity.
A cavity, okay. So you have a cavity, it's better to fix it right away before it becomes a bigger cavity, I guess, right? But if it comes the next day also, I mean, I don't know what the problem would be. I don't know how far the HLM would take it, and then 5 years later, you're going to say, but conceptually, he's saying it's okay to say later, if it's a shevach, so it has to relate to something. If they say 15, it's done. You went on to do other activities. You got involved, and now suddenly you remember. Now you're going to say Baruch Shem doesn't work because it only works on the on doing it right away. That's how the Minchas Yitzchok in the last source. With this, we finish in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok Chelek Zayin Simen Zayin. He says, I don't understand the look at the end. He says he feels you have to say it right away. He quotes the Lashon of the Chai Adam, you can read inside, right? And he says, I don't understand the last two lines. Tamia al Eishal Avram Buchach. I don't understand the Eishal Avram who says, Shekosav Sharak Midas Chasidus Tzorach Lomar Miyad. That's only a good idea to say, right? You don't have to. We're suggesting, Minchas Yitzchok holds like Rav Shlomo Zalman, holds like the Rambam. If you take a look back, source number 9, the Rambam's Lashon is, at the top of the second page, the Rambam says, Lefichach Im Tal Lashon Otsi Yisham Levatol Yimahar Miyad Yishamayah. The Rambam himself says, hustle, do it right away. So maybe, again, the Minchas Yitzchok, the Dying Wise, the Minchas Yitzchok says he doesn't understand the Eishal Avram. The answer is maybe Eishal Avram has a different understanding of how Baruch Shem Kol Mosalam Bod works. Anyway, so there are two different approaches of what the Baruch Shem does and a couple of Nachkaminas Ha'alofa, depending upon how you look at it. Anyway, it's a good idea to remember, in case you ever say a Baruch Levatola, you can say Baruch Shem, and it does something to repair the situation. Agud Tovach.